I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, let's talk about black sea bass. Since the season opened on May 19th, there have been reports of very good fishing. You want to start off by describing a black sea bass? For folks who don't know, this is an entirely different fish from, say, a striped bass.
Right. So most people hear sea bass and they think about our famous striped bass on Cape Cod. The black sea bass is very different. They don't get quite as big. They average around 2 pounds, maybe get up to about 8 pounds. But they're a very cool fish, very striking. They look almost tropical. They've got black and white striped fins. They're very bright, even though they're black in color. It's kind of a black and purple, some iridescent blues mixed in. And then some of them, especially the males, they grow long filaments on the tail fins. So a very cool-looking fish. And it also has a very unusual life cycle. Black sea bass are hermaphroditic, so they have the ability to produce eggs when they mature, and then at some point they'll switch from female to male. So it's a really interesting fish in that the smaller fish tend to be females and the larger fish tend to be males.
And these are bottom fish. They're not swimming in the current like striped bass. You don't fish for them on top. You're fishing for them at the bottom of the water column. Tell us, where do you go to fish for them?
Well, black sea bass is a southern fish, meaning that Cape Cod is pretty much the limit to the northern range. So the south side of Cape Cod, Nantucket and Vineyard Sounds, and also Buzzards Bay, those are really the best spots to go black sea bass fishing. And like you mentioned, they're a bottom fish. They tend to relate to structure. So wrecks, rock piles, things like that, that tends to be where you'd find them. Although this time of year, because they're spawning, they will spread out a little bit. So in Buzzards Bay, almost anywhere you go around 30 feet of water, there's a pretty good chance you'll run into them. And although I mentioned Cape Cod as being the northern limit for black sea bass, they are one of several fish species that seems to be spreading north. So they're starting to catch more and more black sea bass up in Boston Harbor and even as far north as New Hampshire.
And how do you like to fish for them? Do you use a jig or just a baited hook and sinker?
Either way will work. The important thing is to get your bait down toward the bottom where the black sea bass hang out. Cut squid is probably the most popular bait for them. You can buy frozen squid in a tackle shop. You could even get it at a seafood counter if you don't have other options. That works really well. And if you don't want to deal with the mess of squid, there's also an artificial bait called gulp that you can get at tackle shops. And it's a plastic bait that comes in tubs. Black sea bass also love that.
And we should mention black sea bass make great eating.
That's right. So the black sea bass population is doing really well. The limit right now is 5 fish at a minimum size of 15 inches. If you can go out there, get some fish, by all means, keep some to eat. They are delicious. Most people say it's one of the best eating fish around.
Let's round up the fishing action. What should we be looking for if we're heading out this weekend?
Well, everyone's asking us about striped bass, and we always say every year is a little bit different. Striped bass, when they migrate up to Cape Cod, they've got kind of two different options. They can go up into Buzzards Bay and through the Cape Cod Canal, or they can go around the outside of the Cape. A lot of people are thinking this year that more fish went around the Cape than through the canal, and that's because we've seen some excellent fishing in Cape Cod Bay, around Provincetown, Wellfleet, and Brewster. A little slower on the south side of Cape Cod and inside Buzzards Bay, but still plenty of fish to be caught, and also some good bluefish mixing in on the south side of the Cape as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.